I would like to ask you, Rita, let's take advantage of this window and focus a bit on the liquidity problems of farmers and entrepreneurs operating in the agro-food sector, which likely have been, let's say, amplified by the COVID. In this respect, I understand that Portugal introduced some changes in the feature of the financial instruments. How farmer entrepreneurs perceive the change in the features?
The changes introduced to the agreement, namely the combination of grants with RDP support and the possibility to use the loans on working capital without being associated to investment, they can't provide added liquidity for businesses and can do so in favorable conditions. So there is this possibility of doing it to the 30th June 2022. So it's a good change that the agreement has achieved, in fact.
The last slide was about the results. What is your impression about the implementation of these financial instruments? What are your feelings?
If that these financial instruments is very much associated to complexity, so it's something quite new for our sector. It's the first financial instrument we have for the agri-food and agricultural sector of this sort. So there is, we're not really aware of how it works. I believe that we have to increase the dissemination of the financial instrument to make it more knowledgeable in businesses, because they are used to having non-reimbursable grants. So this paradigm shift, the possibility of a combination of financial instruments, has to be better disseminated. So we're going to do it now so as to increase the execution of these financial instruments. These next 6 months will be a good period to do so, and I believe that businesses have to understand the advantages that they can get from these financial instruments. Because the opportunity of investment can arise, and sometimes there are no applications in the program open yet, so there is such a possibility which has to be analyzed. So we're going to really invest on dissemination, and we count on the banking sector to help us on the dissemination.
And I guess your answer also answer the question of Carlos Oliveira, what is the reason for the low level of execution of the instrument? So thank you for having also captured this. One question to you right away, in terms of paying agencies, so did you carry out management verification on the implementation of the financial instrument?
The verification which are made after each request for payment, and we receive execution reports which allow us to monitor the implementation of the financial instrument in both in the two requests for payment which have been made. The verifications were confirming that the requirements for the submission of the payment requests were complied with, so all the conditions are guaranteed for the payment to be made.
Very good, fantastic. So let's go back to Rita. We have a question from Carlos Oliveira, which wonders if it was not the case to include the mutual guarantee into the financial instruments, take into account the existing knowledge and the high portfolio market recognition. We are talking about the public support and mutual guarantee set up in Portugal to support SME loans. What is your opinion?
I don't know if you heard what I said earlier, and I'm not an expert in financial instruments, but I believe that in accordance with the legal framework, that these financial instruments has, we have a specific legal framework of contracting or in implementing this financial instrument under the EIF. I don't know if we can include national instruments, but we certainly can assess this possibility. I confess that I don't know whether we can include this when the guarantee financial instrument is a guarantee from the EIF. I don't know, but we can certainly look into it. Quite honestly, I don't know how to answer. Yes.
Sinceramente, não sei.
Very good. Very good. Okay, and what about the, or do you believe that the implementation of the second pillar of the new CAP, the financial instruments will be the main financial support for farmers, or you do envisage other support as well?
If that's what we have seen in terms of requirements, in terms of investment in environmental and green investment and climate and digital transition, and possibly the financial instruments will become even more important because the allocations given to non-reimbursable grants will possibly not sufficient to deal with all these challenges. So I would say that there is an evolution. So the current RDP financial instrument is very important. It's a pilot project that will, which will in future will become even more relevant in future. And of course, and the combination of support of instruments is very important. I didn't say that in the majority of the requests or the requests for clarification, the majority of these declarations, in 70% of declarations, was not focusing on the combination of instruments. It was only declarations just for a loan by the bank. But I believe that this combination of financial instruments will be better studied in future, and I believe that the execution of financial instruments will certainly increase, I'm sure.
Thank you. Thank you very much. So I would like to thank you, Rita. Thank you, Ugo, for all your efforts and also for having accepted to answer this question. Thank you very much. It was a very, very interesting intervention.